Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 365. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. As always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me. And today I have a quick episode that's in reaction to something I saw online. It was a headline. It was an article about my favorite topic, the topic that I think deserves all of our mindfulness and honesty and self-awareness. Dating. And admittedly, I only saw the headline. I screenshotted it and I moved on with my life. But I think the headline itself is something that we can relate to, and it's the starting point for this episode. The headline said, in regard to dating and relationships, it said word for word, when it's real, you won't feel anxious about it. When it's real, you won't feel anxious about it. And I saw that. And at first I was like, all right, yeah, cool. You know, I dig that. You know, the right person for you is not going to make you feel anxious. Someone that is right for you and is aligned with what you deserve and what you're passionate about and everything you've worked towards. Yeah, cool. They're not going to make you feel anxious. No way. I was really digging it. But then I was kind of like, wait a minute. This isn't true. Like, I was thinking about myself, for instance, outside of dating. I'll come back to that. I was like, well, you know what? I love what I do for a living. I know what I'm passionate about, writing, podcasting, creating, doing all these things. I know that is my purpose, my passion. That is very real to me, and I know it with conviction, but I'm human. And so I feel anxious about it all the time. I feel anxious about the very thing that I know is real. I wonder all the time if I'm on the right track. I wonder if I should keep going. I get overwhelmed, all these things. I get anxious about something I know deep down with a fiery passion is 100% right for me. So that realization outside of dating kind of made me hit pause for a second, because I know for a fact in any context, really, including dating, you can definitely feel anxious thoughts. You can be anxious. You can be human, and you could still be on the right track. That thing, that person can definitely be right for you. If you're dating someone or considering dating them, it's early on, whatever, and you feel anxious thoughts. You feel a bit anxious because you're human, because you're like me, because you're prone to have these thoughts sometimes. Does that all of a sudden mean that person is not right for you? Does that mean that person is making you feel anxious? Does that mean that that person, your compatibility is not real? No way. I mean, in this day and age, I would say at this point, we all have bouts of anxious thoughts, right? So that would mean, if that's true, that no one is right for us. If the headline is true, anxious thoughts don't mean you're on the wrong path. They don't necessarily mean also that someone is wrong for you. If that headline was true, then anytime we felt anxious about or around someone else, then we'd have to just be like, well, I guess they're not real for me. They're not right for me. And so you'd be tossing away good people, good connections, good potential, just because you're human, just because you're having human anxious thoughts. So I wanted to hop in here real quick and draw the line when it comes to anxious thoughts. I want to encourage you and me and us to not confuse anxious thoughts for what they actually are. To not confuse anxious thoughts for self-doubt, to not confuse anxious thoughts for lack of compatibility, to not confuse anxious thoughts with the assumption that you're on the wrong path. And I'll back this up with some of my logic, how I normally approach mindfulness, but I think it's a really important takeaway from this episode. If you're an anxious dater, for lack of a better label, I don't like that label, but we're all anxious in dating, right? To a certain extent. If you're an anxious dater, heck, I'd say, you know, I can relate to that big time. And I'm the mindfulness guy. So I would say, yeah, we all can relate to that in some way. If you're an anxious dater, this is for you in a sense, because it'll remind you that having anxious thoughts is fine, is normal, is part of life. Learning to have them and still act and still react in tune with what is true, your intuition, to know the difference between anxious thoughts and self-doubt, anxious thoughts and lack of worth, that is the biggest and most powerful skill you possess. Someone who you feel anxious around early on, it's tough to say what that means. Someone who makes you doubt yourself, though, someone who makes you feel less, someone who makes you feel inadequate, that is something to pay attention to. But there's a big difference between the anxious thoughts I have on an everyday basis and the thoughts, the self-doubt I might have from someone who makes me feel that way. There's a big difference. But the latter, it's totally normal. It's totally okay also to feel anxious in life because it shows you care. It shows you're willing to try and be vulnerable and take a step forward. But I wanted to take this episode to help us all better identify the difference between anxious dating thoughts and self-doubt that is brought about by someone else. So real quick, before I get into it, I wanted to say thank you for everyone for supporting me last week with my latest journal launch, the launch of Closure and Clarity. Two journals, each designed only take 2 hours to complete, to give you what you're looking for. That's either closure from an ex or a relationship that drained you, or clarity in your present, being able to answer the question, is it a yes or is it a no? You all always show up and support me. So thank you so much for that. If you haven't picked one up or you're interested, you could head over to newmindsethoodist.com and grab Closure or Clarity or a bundle. They're all on sale. I also wanted to say thank you to today's sponsor, BetterHelp. I've been so happy to hear so many of you have taken them up on their 10% off your first month of online therapy, that you've done that. And you've just started, you've tried, you've pushed yourself. You know, I did this earlier this year to try therapy for the first time. And I've just realized I've been missing out, for one. Whoops. Therapy is amazing. It's powerful. It's the most helpful thing you could do for yourself. And I'm very proud of everyone who has messaged me and said that they're trying therapy now. And again, I chose to partner with BetterHelp because they match you with a therapist within 48 hours. You could then log in to your account. You could send them messages. You'll get timely, thoughtful responses. And of course, that's where you could schedule your weekly video and phone sessions with your therapist. They have a great system too of helping you match with the right therapist. Whether that's, you need an area of focus from someone who's qualified to help in anxiety or depression or relationships or trauma or whatever it is, they have someone that can help you specifically in those areas. Or if you're like me, just because you want to love yourself more, you want to level up in life, you want to talk to someone, you want to talk to someone on a deeper level, they can help you there. So thank you so much to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. If you visit betterhelp.com/newmindset, you can get 10% off your first month of online therapy. Again, that's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/newmindset, 10% off your first month. But let's talk about this topic at hand here. Anxious thoughts in dating. My takeaway: anxious thoughts in dating don't necessarily mean that person is wrong for you. They don't necessarily mean that person is making you feel anxious. And that was a big light bulb moment for me in my life. Again, coming from me, my perspective, it's that sometimes you feel anxious because you care, because you are eager, because you know it's real, not the opposite. I feel that all the time. I feel anxious because I know I'm on the right path and I just want to keep progressing and I don't want to give it up. That is what makes me feel anxious, not the other way around. So to associate anxious thoughts, human anxious thoughts, as a sign that someone is wrong for you, I think that is doing you a disservice. But what can be really helpful is recognizing the difference between anxious thoughts and the kind of thoughts that do mean someone is wrong for you. Those kinds of thoughts. Thoughts that originate from them, the other person, the way they make you feel, the way they make you feel small, less, inadequate, desperate, unworthy. Those thoughts, when they originate from them, certainly those are a sign. But what is the difference? How do you know the difference between run-of-the-mill anxious thoughts? Thoughts like, am I doing enough? Will they like me? Am I being overeager? Between those kinds of thoughts and thoughts like, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy of this person, and so on. Well, let's break it down. Anxious thoughts, let's start there. Anxious thoughts, in my experience, are inherently between you and you, one-on-one, mano-a-mano. Anxious thoughts are what you see and hear when you look in the mirror. And that's a very important distinction. Anxious thoughts exist, frankly, in a vacuum in your head. And certainly they can be made better or worse by other people and circumstances, but inherently they are a reflection of you versus you. And your anxious thoughts like you to jump to conclusions. They like to convince you that you're going to fail, you're going to embarrass yourself, you're not doing enough, you're doing too much, and so on. Anxious thoughts, you versus you. You versus you, because you know everything about your past. You know every single time you've ever messed up. You know every single time you've ever done too much or too little. And your anxious thoughts like to project that abundance of knowledge to your current person or circumstance. Very normal. It's you versus you. It's mirror talk. You know, I have anxious thoughts, you have anxious thoughts. To say that those kinds of thoughts mean that someone is not real for you, well, I think with the way we just described it, that can't possibly be true all the time. But let's not jump to any conclusions just yet. There certainly is a kind of thought that does mean someone is not right for you. At least I think so. I've done podcasts before on the topic that the idea that how someone makes you feel tells you everything you need to know about them. Because your intuition really does know how someone makes you feel, what they bring out in you. That is a very telling sign about them, about your compatibility with them. But we have to connect their actions with our thoughts. Otherwise, we're making assumptions about connections that aren't really there. Our thoughts alone usually are just anxious thoughts because they're between us and us, between us and our biggest critic, also us. And they're going to be there regardless. And hopefully your person will calm those thoughts. Hopefully their presence in your life and their actions and their words and their consistency will convince you that those are just frivolous, anxious thoughts. I've discovered largely that anxious thoughts have little connection with other people. Yeah, you like them. Yeah, you're interested in getting to know them. Yeah, and okay, you're human. You're going to have anxious thoughts about how you're going to accomplish it because you want that. That has nothing really to do with them and everything to do with you. Your past, maybe attachment style, whatever it may be, but that largely is you. So let's recognize that as a starting point. But there are, of course, instances where it does have everything to do with them. And it's not just run-of-the-mill anxious thoughts. And those are the thoughts we need to learn to recognize and not just brush them over. Those are thoughts that are connected with their treatment of you. Again, we're drawing a line here between you versus you and them and their treatment of you. If their actions, their words, or lack thereof, by your own judgment, make you feel less or small or inadequate or unworthy, you have to recognize that. If you feel that way, you don't tally it up as an anxious thought. Because unlike anxious thoughts, which are you versus you, if you can say something they've done or said or didn't do or didn't say is why you're feeling a certain way, that is something not to brush over. If their actions lead you to start having those kinds of hyper anxious but ultimately self-doubt driven thoughts, that is something you can't ignore. If they play with you, if they love bomb you and then ignore you, if they reschedule and then reschedule, if they're commenting and flirting on other people's pictures, if their actions and their words are causing you to change your perception of yourself, yeah, those are thoughts to pay attention to. Those are not just you versus you anxious thoughts. That is their treatment of you causing you to have those thoughts. Those are thoughts that are derived from their actions, from their treatment. By your own judgment, if you draw a connection that's you trusting your intuition, and you say their action or their word is leading me to think this way, don't just tally it up as an anxious thought. Say, here's the connection. Here's the negative impact, and I'm not ignoring it. And I think that's the most important thing to realize. If you're an anxious dater, well, welcome to the club, obviously. We're all here. It's a big club. It's a pretty big club. But ask yourself, am I feeling anxious because of something they did or said, or am I having these thoughts because I'm human? Don't confuse anxious thoughts for self-doubt. Don't confuse anxious thoughts for lack of compatibility. And don't think, most of all, that having anxious thoughts is like this debilitating, I'm broken kind of thing. We all have these thoughts, I'm telling you, we really do. I do, And I'm the guy who's always talking about these topics. I have anxious thoughts about things that I know without a doubt I'm meant for, my purpose. And I'm fine with that because I can draw a line between anxious thoughts and doubt. I can draw a line between what I do to myself because I'm human and what someone does to me. And I can spot the difference. Actions, their actions. If you can draw a line between their treatment of you and your anxious thoughts, you become very, very powerful because you learn to recognize when it's a you versus you thing or a them versus you thing. And spotting the latter is how you free yourself from relationships that are not real to the headline. So if you're just feeling anxious because you want someone or you want something and you're willing to try and you're human, that is so okay. You can have anxious thoughts like that and live the most redeeming, fulfilling life ever. You can be riddled, frankly, with anxious thoughts and still enjoy your dating life. I have so many stories of friends here in Chicago who, by their own admission, were incredibly anxious daters. I'm talking paragraph-long recaps of their thought process and what to do or what to say, and the slightest thing would set off one of those anxious thought processes. But they all end up finding their person, absolutely. Because ultimately, I think if you sat down and you talked to them, they would say that they trusted themselves, that they learned to spot the difference between an anxious thought that came from them and a thought of self-doubt or inadequacy that came from someone else. That is so powerful, your ability to know the difference between the two. An anxious thought that comes from you or a thought of self-doubt or inadequacy that comes from them. And you are so incredibly capable of knowing the difference. You really are. It's okay to second guess yourself in life. I do. It's okay to have moments of doubt or to lack clarity. I do. That's because you are the biggest critic of yourself all the time. You are hyper aware of all the mistakes you've ever made. But you can still rock and roll through that. You can look those thoughts in the eye and say, hey, I see you, but I'm moving forward. But the line that we're drawing here is that if you have thoughts like that and they become thoughts where you're feeling unworthy or undeserving, and you can say that's happening because of someone else, that is where you draw the line. If you feel small or inadequate because someone is playing hot and cold, draw a line. If you feel self-doubt or unworthiness because someone refuses to be honest with you, draw a line. If someone makes you feel less because they refuse to prioritize you, draw a line. That, the distinction that you make, that is your superpower. To be human, to be burdened with the human trait of overthinking, of caring a lot, of overanalyzing, of being your own biggest critic, that is the human condition. But to still move forward, that is your power. And it's your power to be aware of when those kinds of thoughts are made worse by someone else, when they become thoughts of self-doubt and inadequacy. So if anything from this episode, I just wanted to give all of my anxious prone daters honestly, just a jolt of energy to keep rocking, keep looking those thoughts in the eye, keep living. You're doing great. It's totally normal to have those kinds of thoughts. They don't mean there's necessarily anything wrong with you or them, and you're on the wrong path or anything like that. Practice mindfulness, practice self-awareness. Ask yourself, am I feeling this way because of myself, because I'm my own biggest critic, or am I feeling this way because of something they did or they said? Being able to draw that line is so powerful, and that is how you tell if something is real or not for you. So I'll end it there, just something to think about. If this was helpful, I'd be so grateful if you'd share this episode with a friend. Don't forget also to check out betterhelp.com/newmindset for 10% off your first month of online therapy. But as always, thank you so much for supporting me. Thank you so much for listening. And until next episode, I'm out.